It's the Hard Line. It's Thursday. The Rant Revival is upon us, and so is the Power Hour. Lots to do, lot to get to. Got Grape Fest coming up. Goodness, how will we have the time? We must stop down now for
entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
Hockey Called.
Well, by all means, stop the show. Brought to you by
news for you.
Boy, Ham.
What
is
are we
so,
doing?
Ham is so pissed.
If I
right
can,
now.
Can I peel back the curtain?
Go ahead.
Window
Hockey
Nation.
People. Sorry. Go ahead.
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Every visiting arena, the hockey people loved to talk. Every single one of them.
It's like I'm the only interaction they've ever had.
Hey, how's your day going?
Tell them to hold their horses. We're a little busy.
How's it going down here in Dallas?
It's like they're a ham radio operator.
Yeah.
Hey there,
where
Dallas.
Are you? I'm in Canada.
Hey, you got Max Domi so there, chatty. Do you? Huh? All right.
But nice.
Here we go. Here's Dave.
Do we have Gordon Keith?
Dave, I'm reporting for duty.
There he is.
Gordon! Gordon!
Welcome.
Yay.
Welcome, my friend. My leader.
You know, I think this is pulling back the curtain a little bit too much, maybe, even more than the hockey thing. But I'm not in studio because we thought there was bad weather rolling in, but now I think it's going to be like till 8 o'clock until it hits Dallas.
It was all
right?
A hoax.
I think Pete Delka says now, Gordon, that it is 6:45. The line will hit downtown Dallas.
Precip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but it's coming.
This is the right move.
It's coming, yeah. All right, Dave.
All right, so I don't know if this is going to be of interest to you, Gordon. Did you ever hear about the ABBA Voyage concert?
Is this the hologram tour?
Well, it's not really a hologram. So it opened last May in London in a specially built arena, and they've sold more than 1 million tickets since that opened last May. Now they've announced that it's going to go on a global tour. So what they did is Industrial Light and Magic, George Lucas's special effects offshoot, they used motion capture to create avatars of the group. So there are the four band members are all in their 70s now, but they spent hours performing for motion capture cameras.
Never saw Avatar.
But their avatars now look like they looked in 1979.
So they're all pushing 75 or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hologram ABBA sucks too.
So it's a 90-minute show of their greatest hits, and people seem to love it. Like the Variety reviewer who saw it in London said at first the movements seemed a little too jerky, but then, just like when you saw the initially unconvincing dinosaurs in Jurassic Park for the first time, your eyes adjust and the suspension of disbelief kicks in and they begin to feel like living, breathing musicians.
So the motion capture was done on old footage of them, or did they have to
they actually put on the motion capture suits with the ping pong balls and stuff.
So they're moving like 75-year-olds.
Yeah. Yes. No, well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the motion capture was done when they were 75.
They weren't doing, like, pop and lock and crazy breakdance moves. Yeah. If you look back at the old footage, it's not like they were super mobile to begin with.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, those chicks were moving around when they were, you know, 25. And I would say a 25-year-old would move around differently than a 75-year-old.
Oh, maybe
by chicks, I mean all four of them.
Maybe they clean it up in post. Maybe the animators get in there and add a little extra gyration.
So they're taking this out.
Yeah, they have not announced where it's going to go to. They just said major cities, but they have to specially modify the arenas similar to the one that they built in London. So I imagine that it's going to have to be a residency situation where they'll only go to a handful of cities and they'll have to be there for a couple weeks or a month.
And I wonder how large the venue would be. Like, could you do it at
Flower Mound?
You couldn't do it next door if there's going to be a residency because there's too much crap going on.
Yeah, no. You would have to take over a place.
Yeah. And what would the tickets cost?
Oh, no telling.
I mean, minimum $250, $300, something like that for some sort of event like this that costs that much to put together?
And I know that the younger P1s are like, ABBA, who cares? ABBA?
Yep.
They all know who they are.
Well, Mamma Mia, and, you know, they're in pop culture, so I think they at least know who they are.
You guys know who the ABBA is, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Don't ask me their names, but.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I don't even know
their
names.
No one knows their name.
I can do it.
Go ahead.
Like Bjorn, Astrid, or something like that. And, I mean, it's their initials. So, Brian. And,
Brian?
Well, that's not right. But it's like, Bjorn is one of them. And I think Astra or Astrid is one of them. And
Agnetha.
And like, Agnetha.
Agnetha.
But yeah.
Don't they speak American?
If you ever happen to just look up the highest paid musicians in the world or the richest musicians in the world,
yeah,
all four members of ABBA are in like the top 30. It's crazy how rich they all are.
All right. So this takes you to the next question, which is how far away are we?
And where do you get your energy?
How far away are we from the Beatles getting back together and doing this?
And I'm shocked they haven't already, because that's the band that you would think would do it first.
I know. And I would go just to go more than anything.
You know, I bet you somebody like Paul may be blocking it, because he's like, why would I have the Beatles out there performing, competing against me while
that's
I'm
true.
Still touring.
That's that's a problem.
Probably more when he decides that he doesn't want to do it anymore. But
He's getting close.
It's totally like Blue Man Group, where you don't even have to do it. You just collect the money.
He's right, though. All the competition out there in pop culture, you don't want to have to compete against yourself.
That's the worst.
Like, you're appearing across
the
street.
I can't tell you how much I would pay to go see Hologram Bad Radio do Moron Dog again. I would go.
What a give up.
What a misuse of technology.
Front row.
With Hologram Cornelius.
Oh, it'd be so great.
Obviously.
We have time for one more. Would you rather talk about the HBO show that is forthcoming starring The Weeknd?
No.
Or the Pornhub documentary forthcoming on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my guess.
Ty chooses Pornhub.
I guess the Prawn Hub.
So, it's coming out in the next few weeks. Not exactly sure the release date. I don't believe it's in
full
the story.
Release?
Yes, full release. But Netflix is issuing a documentary on Pornhub, one of the world's most visited websites. The
Pornhub.
Title of the documentary is called Money Pistol Emission.
Okay. You like Killer's dad's nickname?
Yes.
But you made it sound okay?
Yes.
All right.
And so it features interviews with sex workers, activists, and ex-employees. Oh, sorry, it's coming out on the 15th of March, buried in the story. But
sex workers.
Yeah, so it offers a deep dive into the successes and scandals of Pornhub. And so,
is that a good thing for porn stars?
What?
Yeah, because they can monetize it.
Oh, they can.
They can claim their own.
Well, it's a like spinning bag, I think.
Is it like spinning a record? Like, you get a percentage every time somebody clicks on you?
I don't know. I don't know how they monetize
it. They're making a ton on me.
Hot dog.
Was that a drop?
Will be.
Right now, actually.
But it is similar.
How many, recording it as we speak.
It is similar to OnlyFans in that they can offer subscriptions and get money.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But Pornhub, they take a bigger cut, I believe, than like OnlyFans does. But
stop it,
Gordon.
They're showing the two sides of it. So they're going to talk about
front
the
and back,
yes,
so to speak.
Top and bottom, front and back. They're going to talk about the allegations of non-consensual material and trafficked performers on the site.
Oh boy.
Because they did open it up to anyone can post stuff,
as it were.
And so sometimes you get like revenge porn or stuff that doesn't need to be anywhere because it features someone underage or they didn't give permission to be taped or whatever.
Or overage.
Yes.
Do people go to jail for that? The revenge
part. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think in California. I don't know if Texas has a law.
No, I thought that it was... Am I wrong? I thought it was universal.
You mean...
Universal
we
Orlando?
We passed a law here that covered the entire world?
Yeah. Well, America universal?
That's the way you think.
You damn right I do.
In Texas, it is a Class A misdemeanor. Up to one year behind bars and a $4,000 fine.
Man, that seems so... people would do that just to get even. Yes.
So while activists have been fighting against Pornhub because it is the biggest site out there, and fighting them would have the most impact to take down illicit videos, adult performers are saying that they need to fight for Pornhub because it's their livelihood, that censorship has threatened consensual porn. And one performer said it's not just an attack on porn, it's an attack on people being able to express themselves, Gordon.
Indeed.
Yes.
One performer in the documentary said, if it wasn't for porn, I probably wouldn't be alive.
Oh my God, Ty.
I do think that...
me? What?
Is that going to be on your headstone?
Eventually, everybody's job will just be a porn stars for each other. That's all we are.
I'm sorry.
Just contribute to each other's OnlyFans.
That's it?
That's going to be the entire economy.
The entire economy is all of us training a camera to our gyno areas.
At what level of idiocracy
the same fraction of a Bitcoin circling between the three of us?
Yep. Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just we all trade
that's
the
life.
Same money round and round.
That's just life.
So to speak.
And what year are we looking at here? Like 2030?
Oh, no, not that far away. I'm talking like next year, middle of next year.
God.
Yeah.
Have you secured your domain?
Maybe by week four.
Gordon, have you secured your OnlyFans domain?
I have. My OnlyFans domain, if I could plug it real quick, is bobanddan.com.
There's no doubt he owns all of our OnlyFans, too, right?
Okay. Surely.
All right. The Rant Revival continues next.
The poster boy of underachievement. Here's the hero. Here's the station canter. Here's the devil.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. It's the Rant Revival. It's Thursday. It's March 2nd, and the great Gordon is with us.
Do we need to ask Gordon on the air if he would participate in this? Because you did last year.
Yes.
In a way that we were so very appreciative. And it's going to be on a Thursday, which would coincide with our Rant Revival every Thursday around this time.
He did participate?
On the broadcast side.
Yeah. Yes, I didn't play golf, but...
Yeah.
Right. But we think...
Is he eligible? Because he can, like I said, he can play golf. This is the problem. So what we're talking about is the April Fool's Open, which would be our third edition of this tournament in which we get all the people at the ticket that cannot play golf. All the hosts go out there and we call the action if a host is not participating. Last year, Ty Walker won it in dramatic fashion with a clutch 3-foot putt on the third hole. It's three holes. We got broadcast sites set up all over the course at Prairie Lakes, I believe, in Grand Prairie. And it's a blast. We've had so much fun calling it and so many great ticket moments in the two times we've done it. But
and I would like to say, it always bothered me that Gordon didn't play hockey because I think it would have been fun. Now, I realize he can't be in two places, and I realize the radio gold he is responsible for...
Didn't you play 1 year, Gordon?
...is enough to fill the ocean.
I played 1 year of the Charity Challenge on Ice in hockey.
He did?
Yeah, I remember that. But are you... Because these are people like Davey, you're going to play this year.
Yeah.
Because you've not picked up a golf club in 20-plus years.
Yeah, I mean, when I did play, it was maybe two or three times a year, and I never even came close to breaking 100.
Yeah, that's what we need.
And I haven't played in 20 years.
So, Mino's playing. Ty, you may not be eligible. You're just too good.
We're not sure.
I'm playing.
We have concerns whether champions are allowed to
Ham is going to play.
Yeah, we're going to have a champion's dinner.
Right. You get to choose the dinner.
It would mean a lot to me now that LIV exists and the golf world is under attack. It would mean a lot to me to see Gordon out there trying to win this thing.
I've seen him swing and hit a ball, and he's not.
Gordon, how would you measure yourself? Before we discuss you playing in the April Fool's Open, what is your caliber of golf play? Choose me.
I mean, I think that I'm horrible, but I don't know.
Have you ever played?
Corby knows more than I do about how I play.
Have you ever played nine holes?
So to speak.
Roughly what year? How long has it been?
The last time I played golf had to be over 10 years ago.
I think he's eligible.
I'd like to get him in, and if he hauls off and wins it, we'll have a great story. Mm. If he's just Gordon, we'll have a great story. He is box office. Think about this thing.
I know.
I'm going to look like John Daly out there.
He could do double duty.
Not in talent.
Oh, he'll be
mic'd. He could be mic'd up time.
There's no question he'll be mic'd up.
You can dress like Daly, and you can smoke cigarettes and drink Diet Cokes the entire time.
We need you. You're our Phil.
Yeah, I'll do it, sure.
Okay. All right, that would be
huge.
It'd be huge.
Dude, the galleries are going to be insane if Gordon's out there.
And it's April the 6th, which is also the first day of the Masters.
And it's a Friday the 13th.
It's not a Friday the 13th. It's a Thursday. And so we're going after the Masters. We're going to try to take them down.
Yes.
I think Friday the 13th is on a Thursday this year.
I think you're right.
Leave me alone. Do you want to present
it's May the 9th. So it can't be Friday the 13th.
Just a little over a month later.
All right, we'll table it.
Was that the date that you were wondering if it was Friday the 13th?
Yes, yeah, May 9th.
May the 9th.
May the 9th is when the first Friday the 13th movie opened, so it had to have been a Friday the 13th.
Danny asked Siri about it.
Well, yeah, ask Siri. Let's sort this out
It was a low point. I'm not... For everyone. For everybody on this show, it was a low point, but especially me.
I was off that day.
I know.
I was on drugs.
I just confused you. You're like... He can't be this stupid. Like, there's no way Corby is this stupid.
Surely his keys aren't just in his pocket.
In fact, I am stupid.
Whatever else happens in this rant revival reunion segment here, I feel like we already have massive news that Gordon said he's in for the April Fool's
Open. Securing a commitment.
Yes. We
got to get the paper signed.
We have solved one sports problem.
That's huge.
The Orlando Pride, Gordon, has solved another sports problem. It's a very important sports story that I would like to discuss with you.
Well, that's a sig you.
Well.
That's not the way you say it.
We'll see if everybody can handle this.
Are you familiar with the Orlando Pride, Gordon?
No, I'm not. Is that a newspaper?
No, they are a member of the National Women's Soccer League, NWSL. Okay.
All right.
So they have made history because they...
Herstory.
The Orlando Pride are ditching their white shorts in favor of black ones to make players more comfortable and confident when playing while menstruating.
Okay, but not all women menstruate.
True.
Well, you're right. But I believe at the age that the Orlando Pride are at...
Nope. That's not the way it works, Corby.
Well, generally it does.
I don't think
it's age-specific, right?
No.
Not when gender is a fluid
spectrum.
Don't
have uteri.
That's true. They lost it on the field.
So, midfielder Erica Timrak says... I think it's a big step for us as a club to make players feel comfortable and allow us to focus solely on competing.
Courage.
You know what? I completely agree with this. I've never understood why we put women in these outfits, particularly in a sport, when they're running around and, you know, why run that risk of causing embarrassment to someone?
Why are, like you see volleyball players, whether it's 14-year-olds or 34-year-olds, why do they wear those white shorts that are A, white, B, they don't even cover their rumpus?
I've never noticed.
Well, it's impossible not to notice.
The booty.
Because
did you mention 14-year-olds, Corby?
I did. They put eighth graders in these
school girls, huh?
They put eighth graders in these pants that nobody's comfortable with. Yet, because it's a sport that they do it. This is what they wear. They put these girls. Right? Am I right, Dave? You're now in the volleyball scene.
Yeah, it depends on the club.
I don't know that all girls are that uncomfortable with it. Some are. Some don't even think about it. They think this is good athletic wear, and so I don't really care.
I'm saying I'm not comfortable with it. As a red-blooded American male.
We need to cater to you.
Yeah,
that would keep you from thinking of impure thoughts while watching eighth graders.
Wait, this is all because of Corby's accidental erections.
Careful.
Jeez.
Band name.
So this is a first for the Orlando Pride and for the National Women's Soccer League, but last year, Manchester City, their women's team, announced that they would not wear white shorts anymore, and a couple of other English women's teams have
followed suit. They're announcing this, huh?
And last year...
They should just put skirts on them.
Yes.
Well,
last year, Wimbledon...
The other option is keep the white shorts, but just pre-stain them. That way you
just tie-dyed? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I want to hear what you have to say about Wimbledon.
Well, last year, Wimbledon relaxed their strict all-white apparel rules to allow female players the option to wear dark-colored undershorts beneath their white skirts or shorts. So you still have to wear a white outfit, but you can wear dark undergarments if you're worried about things.
You know what I would do if I was a girl female tennis player in Wimbledon?
If you were a girl female, yes.
I would like to troll everyone. I would wear skin-colored undergarments, and have it printed like a really gross plumber's bottom on the back.
So like a tuxedo T-shirt.
Yes, in a way.
Right.
But it's printed where it looks like you're looking at someone nude, and I got problems down there.
Grooming issues and problems.
Yeah.
Like, grooming issues and that time of the month.
And then if anyone complained, I would say, why are they policing me? Why are they policing my choices?
Can you imagine, Gordon, as a female athlete...
And
the way he would parade himself around and high horse everyone at all times.
This transcript is going to be weird. Can you imagine Gordon as a female athlete?
Oh, God. Just at every press conference. No, I don't appreciate that question. Well, I just wanted to know if you thought that you hit the ball squarely. As what? As me or as a female? How? What are you saying to me?
You think I would just stop all productive conversation?
Oh God!
By high horsing everything,
you would end press conferences. Like they would end right there. Like there would be no more because of you.
If you could be a female girl woman for 1 week,
go on.
Would you choose that week?
No,
Dave.
That's not what I'm asking, Dave.
It's random.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Could be.
I'm asking, would you rather be an extremely hot?
Yes.
Conventional. I haven't even really finished, but okay.
Oh.
I guess you answered it.
Go on.
Or would you rather be middle of the pack kind of attractive so you don't have to fend off male aggression?
No.
Or maybe you want to see what that's like.
Male suitors.
I want to be hot. I'm very superficial.
Gosh.
I'm so glad everyone likes me.
I would 24 hours a day be OnlyFansing. During that week,
subscribing
to
your own OnlyFans,
just to see, and then you would ask the genie if you could extend it for one more week.
Oh, it'd be so great! Do you think the P1s, if I magically was able to convert into a female for 1 week, and I started an OnlyFans, how many P1s do you think would subscribe?
Smash all of them!
Yeah, they'd be very conflicted.
They know it's
but you,
you
still kind of look like Gordon.
No. Yeah.
Let's say that my face is the
just
same.
Like 10% Gordon.
How about it's just his voice?
Oh, gosh. That's even creepier.
Yeah.
Don't you think, though, it's probably, it would be an enlightening process for us to see what a beating it probably is to be a really hot girl because of all the advances that they have normalized as part of the deal. But we would not be used to that. And so every single dude and every single advance, I think it would probably be a very educational process.
But would we be so creeped out by P1s that I've known for years all of a sudden hitting on me?
Oh.
Like Mexican Junior, you know, making passes at me.
Yeah, see,
Sideshow Bob.
You'd rather look like Buster Murdoch.
Why Buster Murdoch? Why not Alec?
Because Buster's the weirdest looking of all the Murdochs, the living Murdochs. He's the...
Let's power rank the Murdochs.
He's the oddest.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Alex looks worse than Buster Murdoch.
You think?
Yes.
I thought Buster looked the weirdest. By the way, are you leaning toward him being exonerated?
I think that it will be a hung jury and they'll try him again. I think that there'll be one or two jurors that don't want to convict, and the majority of them do want to convict.
And you've seen both the documentaries on HBO and Netflix?
I've not seen, no. George mentioned one or the other. I think I'd seen the Netflix one.
The three-parter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Mino says the HBO one's a little bit better, but
I didn't really like the Netflix one after watching the HBO one.
Yeah.
I love murder.
I think he's so guilty. He's
oh my
so
God!
Guilty. And that jury's gonna. I think they're gonna think that the prosecution either didn't prove their case, or they just can't. They've humanized him to the point where they can't believe that he could do something so horrible.
Can you imagine though the drug addiction that he had, which is his main defense? I don't know what I was doing there. I just had all these drugs and everything.
I think he took oxycodone and stuff like that. I don't think he had a $60,000 a week pill habit.
A week.
And a week.
Like the Favre numbers were...
Yeah, you can't account for that much.
Like Brett Favre used to say that he took like 30 Vicodin a day, which I always equated that to if you stacked 30 pills all together, it would make a full sandwich.
Including he professed to take a couple several times.
Yeah, right.
Like he would vomit it and then wash it
redo
off
it.
And take it again.
Yeah, real hot.
Yeah.
But Murdoch said that he was taking between 60 and 100 OxyContin a day. Just from a factor of being full off like soda. Would soda recommend that just as a way to knock off some weight? You would be full off pills.
And I don't think he took that much. I think that he couldn't have functioned if he took that much. I think that in those police interviews that you saw him in, that he would have at least been slurry or sleepy or itchy or something. There's got to be some kind of tell, but you didn't see that
stuff.
No,
you didn't.
They're kicking us out of here.
All right, Gordon.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yep.
Bye, Gordon.
Be good.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
I'm excited about April Fool's Open now.
He's in.
Yes. Yeah, that's great, dude. Seriously.
He's in.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Gordo.